CFRC 88.1 FM. No, it's not. It's not 88.1. It's 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm used to CKDU in Halifax, where I lived and was doing a radio show for the last 4 years. I didn't live in the radio station, but I worked there and I loved it there. And long live campus community radio across the country. My name's David, and my co-host is Andy Personnel. And tonight you have episode 2 of United by Punk, the newest show on CFRC's airwaves, as far as I know. This is our second episode, so week number 2, and we've got an exciting show for you. As usual, we're going to pass it back and forth. Andy Personnel brings us a lot of old school important tracks in the history of punk and essential music that for your listening pleasure. And myself, I like to bring new and interesting bands from across Canada, a lot of local scenes and underground scenes from various cities. We hand it back and forth, and we're from 11 p.m. to midnight every Monday night, the best show you could be tuning into. Tonight's a special night as well, because we're going to be chatting about an event happening at the Artel here in Kingston this Saturday night with Cross and the Soup Cans and Try Harder, a local band. And Cross and Soup Cans both put on an amazing show. I can testify to that from Obey Convention 2012 in Halifax, where they blew everyone away along with Monomyth and a few other choice bands, Pink Noise, all playing at the Bus Stop Theater. So it was an unforgettable night, and they're gonna rock Kingston, I think. And so we're gonna hear from each of those three bands later on in the set. Andy's also gonna bring some really choice tunes. We're gonna start it off with Dog Day from Deformer. Dog Day's Seth Smith put out a movie this year called Low Life, which won the People's Pick at the Atlantic Film Festival. It's this really amazing low budget, the actors had no training, horror flick set in like the wilds of Nova Scotia. I just thought that it was amazing. So anyway, we're going to hear Dog Day's Daydream from Deformer, and then taking you through a whole bunch of other bands, including Random Killing from the 90s with their album Urine, the 90s now. Urine as in pee. Long Weekends, and maybe Township, and definitely the Cold Warps. And I think that'll be the first set of the evening. That assumes I can get all the vinyl and CD player and even tape cassette working in this first little set. If not, we're going to default to some MP3s. So without further ado, I'm going to bring us this first set, and then after that, you've got Andy Personnel. So stay tuned to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Dog Dream number 3.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Hi there, this is Andy Personnel. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Voice might sound a little on the raw side. My band, the Combat Jacks, played in St. Catharines last night, and it was pretty fun. There was only about 20 people there, but it was our first headlining gig, so we had a good time, and people danced.
I'm sorry, I missed it. Would have been a good show.
Yeah, it was fun. Hopefully we'll have some more. Anyway, I got first set coming up here for you guys is a few real essential early punk tracks. A couple from New York and one from Detroit. First off, we've got a song called Politicians in My Eyes, which is by this band called Death. And they're some guys from Detroit. I believe most of them were brothers from one family, and they formed in 1971, really before the word punk was ever applied to music or sort of the style or the scene. Previous to that, the word punk had referred in the Middle Ages to a sort of low class of prostitute, or later on in the 20th century, it became referred to kind of, you know, a street hoodlum or gangster. Also a fairly low class and, you know, hustler type person. And kind of got really started to get applied to music in the, I guess, late 60s, early 70s. You start to see journalists for rock and roll publications using the word punk to refer to a certain scene or a certain fashion. It didn't really have a unified style in terms of music until a little bit later. But there were a lot of bands kind of creating music that was unmistakably punk. It just hadn't really begun to be referred to as such. So my first track is by this band called Death from Detroit. It's Politicians in My Eyes, recorded in 1974, but released in 1976. And then we'll be listening to a track from everybody's favorite New York punk band, the Ramones. They're also one of the real prototypical punk outfits, both in terms of music and in terms of sort of dressing. Their style was kind of that 50s greaser kind of style. Anyway, we're going to listen to Judy as a Punk off their first album, their self-titled album from 1976. And then we've got a track also from New York band Richard Hell and the Voidoids. We've got Blank Generation, which was quite an influential song around that time. Now, Richard Hell was in a bunch of early punk bands, including Television and the Heartbreakers with Johnny Thunders. And then later on formed the Voidoids, and I'm sure he was forming bands like most people, you know, change outfits around the mid-70s, it seems. But anyway, we're going to listen to Blank Generation, originally performed with Television, but here we're listening to Richard Hell and the Voidoids play that particular song. So anyway, I've been talking for a while, so I'm going to start things off with Death, and here is Politicians in My Eyes.
Correct our cards alone, but the way's been One, two, three, four.
Generation, and I can take it or leave it each time. Well, I belong to the generation, but I can take it or leave it each time.
CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, broadcasting out of the Queen's University campus, Carruthers Hall basement, for 90 years. CFRC is actually celebrating its 90th anniversary this year. So congratulations and happy anniversary, CFRC, the oldest campus community station in the country, actually. We're your newest show. We're United by Punk. My name's David, and Andy Personnel is my co-host. He just brought you the last three songs you've heard. Today's show, we're going to be hearing from Try Harder, The Soup Cans and Cross, all of whom are playing at the Artel Saturday night. For $6, you can go see them here in Kingston, 8 p.m. doors-ish. It's all over by 11 p.m., so it's not a late show, so come early. Pay what you can, and no one turned away. It's going to be an awesome show. We are going to hear a few other tracks that I've picked out, including Shearing Pinks, one of my favorite bands out of Vancouver. I think my favorite band from Vancouver, actually. It's from Rituals. The track is called Rituals of Life, which is one of their finer choice tracks. I was mentioning the movie Low Life, which is a low-budget indie movie that was just released this year to some really good reviews. And I just caught it at the screening room a few weeks ago, and they played Shearing Pinks' Rituals of Life before the movie came on, and they also lit some incense and stuff, which was nice. But Shearing Pinks is just really amazing, and I was rocking out in my movie chair. So we'll hear it. We'll hear Yamantaka Sonic Titan, which is a Toronto band, a really weird mixture of influences, including no theater from Japan, as well as indigenous music from North America, and metal, and all kinds of weird influences. They're really good. They played at Sappy Fest this summer, but I didn't catch them live. So we're going to hear Shearing Pinks, Yamantaka Sonic Titan, and maybe this new band Township, which I don't know a lot about, but I caught the CFRC has their 7-inch new release from November. A few weeks it was released, and they're from Calgary. They sound really interesting. I just previewed a few seconds of the title track, or track number one, No Fusion. So we're going to hear from Future Confusion by Township in the end of the set. This is 11:30, so we're halfway through the show. Stay tuned for some tracks, some more tracks from Andy Personnel and myself here on United by Punk on CFRC. We'll be right back.
was some really cool sounding music. Astute listeners will notice that my version that I played of Judy as a Punk is actually not from the 1976 Ramones self-titled record. It's actually from Loco Live, which was live in Barcelona. Great, really good record. They play all the songs super fast and raw. And I used to have a tape of it back when I was a teenager, and I listened to it so many times that it's never happened to any of my other tapes, but one day I went to put it in to listen to it, and it would only play backwards, which was kind of cool for a little bit, but got old in a hurry. So I've got five very short songs to play for you folks. Two fairly early ones. Well, actually, they're all fairly early. So the first song in the set is going to be from the Sydney, Australia based group Radio Birdman with their first single, Burn My Eye. It came out in 1976. They formed mid 74. There was sort of one of these other proto punk bands that weren't quite the punk style hadn't quite been established as of yet. Anyway, Radio Birdman actually took their name from a misheard Stooges lyric, another early proto-punk band in which, I can't remember the Stooges song, but they say something about radios burning, and the guys in this band thought they were saying Radio Birdman, so they named their band that. You actually get a lot of this happening. The band Wild Youth actually took their name from a Generation X song title, I believe, and so that's couple of bands we played on the last show. Then I've got, after Burn My Eye, we've got General Bacardi, which is a classic track by the very influential anarchist performance art group Crass, who made some of the most badass music of the time, possibly ever. They were really cultural agents rather than musicians in the strict sense. They kind of taught themselves to play as they went along, so they made some really interesting, strange sounding music. Sometimes it can be a little of a strain on the ear, but it's great stuff. Their lyrics read like poetry, really make you think. This particular track's sort of a scathing indictment of the military-industrial complex. Most of what Crass did was a scathing indictment of some aspect of society or politics. I highly encourage any of our listeners out there, if you're not already familiar with Crass, to get familiar, because you're missing out on a crucial period in punk history. Made some great art, great music. And we're going to listen to one of their tracks, General Bacardi. It's a minute long. Then we've got, in response to popular demand, the host of Metal on Metal suggested that I play some hardcore. I am a big hardcore fan. I've been sticking lately to the early punk rock, straight up punk rock stuff, but I'm going to throw in some early hardcore here. So we're going to hear the first three songs off Minor Threat's debut EP. So we'll hear Filler, I Don't Want to Hear It, and Seeing Red, and all three of those songs make up about one song length worth of music. But yeah, you'll want a cigarette after those are over. And I'm sorry I said that, because Minor Threat are actually the founders, some of the founders of the Straight Edge movement, which was a response to the as well as large amounts of drinking and drugs that was prevalent in the punk rock scene. And so a group of the early hardcore bands decided, they basically started this movement known as Straight Edge, where they eschewed intoxicants and I believe sexual activity. Anyway, all their pent-up aggression led to some really great music, so we're going to hear three tracks from Minor Threat. And, yeah, Here We Go. I hope you guys enjoy our five short songs. They're all under, the longest one is a minute and 36 seconds. And this Burn My Eye from Radio Birdman.
Come on!
CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, and that was the three of the best Minor Threat songs that were ever done. Andy and I were just discussing. We're almost at the end of our show. You've been listening to United by Punk. Tune in next Monday and every Monday, 11 p.m. to midnight. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your buddies, tell your dog. Tune in. We always have a great show. As promised, we are playing Soup Cans, Cross, and Try Harder, three bands that are performing at the Artel this Saturday. Go check it out. I'll be there, and I think it'll be a lot of fun. No one's turned away. If you don't have $6, you can still check it out. It's on Sydenham Street, just off of Queen. It's a great venue. So we're going to hear from the Soup Cans Pop Hit 3. Soup Cans have a new album out that I imagine they'll be selling there. We don't have it here, but you should check it out, as well as Second Wave by Try Harder from Kingston, and then Cross from Halifax. Hamilton is going to play Bones Brigade, and that's it. And then it's an all-nighter from midnight till 7, and then you've got Democracy Now! Tomorrow morning, so keep your radios on CFRC 101.9 in Halifax. Kingston.